You are listening to a sermon by Char Siemens and Rami Wad, recorded on Sunday, November 8, 2020, at Point Grey Interminonite Fellowship in Vancouver, British Columbia. The opinions expressed by the speakers are not necessarily those of the church. This recording is licensed for personal use by individuals only and may not be copied, broadcast, or redistributed without the prior permission of the church board. For more information, please visit our website at www.pgimf.org.
Good morning. I am pleased to be here today with you. Rami and I are having outdoor church, and we're sharing a cup of tea together. I first met Rami in Ankawa, Iraq, in 2015 when he was living in a displaced people's camp. I was there for 8 weeks on an assignment with the Chaldean Catholic Church and living in the MCC house. We met on the streets enjoying the best shawarma with some MCCers. I was struck by Rami's open spirit, his strong commitment to the church community, and his warm disposition. Soon after our encounter, his family left for Jordan as asylum seekers. A group of us here in Abbotsford were able to sponsor Rami, his parents, and his sister and her husband. And this was through private sponsorship. And in August of 2018, Rami and his family arrived in Abbotsford. It was a wonderful reunion at the Vancouver Airport. Rami has a very powerful story that he will share with you this morning. Before he shares, I want to briefly reflect on two things: God of the desert and God of the running stream. I have three slides, not sure we'll be able to show them, but we can try. In March of 2019, we had the opportunity, my husband and I, to visit Jordan and specifically Wadi Rum with friends. And I had a new appreciation both for the beauty of the desert as well as the difficulty of walking mile after mile in the sand. After hours of walking and just wanting to get back to our tent lodging for the night, our guide stopped us for a break, seemingly in the middle of the desert. Initially, I was not happy. He led us to a spring of water, which we would never have noticed on our own. From that well, water was drawn. A teapot seemed to appear out of nowhere, and tea with ample sugar was served. So this morning, I think of both of the God of the desert and God of the running stream. The Bible's filled with stories of journeys from Abraham and Sarah, who moved from Ur to the land of the Chaldean. The people of Israel walking 40 years in the desert. Jesus walking through Palestine, sharing the good news of the kingdom of God. And Paul's many journeys supporting the early fledging churches. We're all on a journey. And the news is always filled with folks looking for home. In our world, we have people in caravans walking with children in their arms, looking for their promised land, a land free of violence, and in their mind's eye, also a land flowing with milk and honey. You hear the devastation of people moving through Central America, hoping for a better life, risking their lives. How long, O Lord? I have heard the lamentations of people in the Middle East who long for religious freedom, who long for peace. In our own backyard, we want to remember the homeless, some of whom are veterans with devastated bodies and spirits. Our Aboriginal neighbors who have lost a generation to residential schools and experiencing the pain of walking in the wilderness, trying to reclaim their heritage and their sense of belonging. As the psalmist says, how long must I bear pain in my soul? A longing for wholeness, the longing for peace. This morning, Rami is here beside me. He and his family have been in Canada a little over 2 years, And his story and that of his family is also that of walking their wilderness, trusting in God, even when that path was not clear.
Hey, good morning, everybody. I'm so glad to share a brief of my story. And today we are speaking about the peace, and today it's a Sunday peace. But my story is a little bit different, or maybe it's opposite, because I am from a country that that country lost the peace. And so that's why I'm here today in Canada. I remember in 2003, I was going to school, and the war just started in that month. It was April 2003. And my father, he used to wake up with me at 6 o'clock in the morning and prepare the breakfast for me. And I don't know why he was looking so weird and so worried, and he was afraid. And I was 9 years old, and told me, "Hey, Rami, you might hear today some fireworks, but just don't worry. But today it's gonna be just a different fireworks because they are like loudly than usual. So just don't worry, don't be afraid. They're just fireworks." He didn't tell me anything about the war and about the start of the war and the start of the bombing from the air forces. And since that day, we are the Iraqi people as 40 million. We lost the peace. And gradually, year after year, we started to lose the peace, not only the country, we started to lose the peace between the people. People, they started to hate each other, and they couldn't hold it to live together. So after 2003 and 2005, 2007, 8 till 14, we lived in a terrible situation, faced all type of violences, wars, persecutions, and all the different kinds of wars that you can think about it. We live that. And in 2014, ISIS came, and this is a different war, actually. I don't know if you heard about ISIS, the Islamic State in Iraq and Syria, or Sham. They came with no solutions, with no choices. If you want to convert to be with us, or you want to leave, or we will kill you. That's our choice for us. So they give us like only 2 hours to leave our areas, leaving everything for them, all the houses, all we have. We are not allowed to take anything, only the clothes that we are wearing. We fled to the north of Iraq. And for the first week we lived, we spent the first weeks in a garden without even a tent. After, they brought us an army tent. And it was summer in August 2014. And the summer in Iraq, just like, I'll just describe it with one number. It's 50 degrees, or 51, or 94. That's their number, maybe. And that tent was like an oven. I don't know how I can describe that for you. You can't imagine that because you don't have 50 here. Thanks God. And after, in the winter, when winter came, they replaced the tents with a plastic tents because they are waterproof. But two families, instead of, because they are a little bit bigger, they took more space. So they put two families in one tent. Then after a year in a plastic tent in 2000, like in the middle of 2015, they replaced that with the caravans or containers, just trailers, small trailers. And we were very happy with that. We were like, oh, finally, it's a little home for us. One family living in a container is like 2 meter and maybe 4 meters, the dimensions. In the north, and when we moved there, and when I was living in the camp, I met Char in the church, as she told you how she met me. And the journey began with Char, and this wasn't for like accidentally. This is what I always thought about, that it's something from God. Char, she is a friend, and she's sent by God. And I always remember that the Psalm 24 that says about God is our shepherd. Why should be afraid? So that's, I always thinking about that. And since that time, in 2016, we decided finally, because we were hopeless that Iraq will come back. We were waiting. Actually, we didn't lost the hope after 2 years. So we waited for 2 years that maybe something happened and everything will be back to normal. And maybe the peace will come back between the people and in the country. But we lost that hope, actually. And we left Iraq, but we fled from Iraq in 2016, July. And later, Char sent me an email. She said, we might can do something for you and for your family if you are interested to come to Canada. So maybe we can sponsor you guys. What do you think about it? I said, yeah, good, just go ahead. And we started the paperwork, and everything was blessed and successful. And we stayed only 2 years in Jordan. Then we came here to Canada as a newcomers. I hope that I could share some photos, but
next time.
Okay, hold all your tea. It's so windy here. So that's my story. My prayer, by the name of God, is I pray for the peace in this country, in Canada, for the peace between the people here in Canada. And I also pray for the peace across the world, especially back to my country. Because losing a country is something really, really hard. Thank you very much. God bless you.
To remember is to work for peace. Thank you, Rami. The story of Rami is a story of many people who have kept their faith in the midst of very trying circumstances. God of the desert and God of the rushing stream. I want to end with a quote by Austin Channing Brown, author of the book I'm Still Here, Black Dignity in a World Made for Whiteness. And I quote, "This is the shadow of hope, knowing we may never see the realization of our dreams, but showing up anyway," unquote. Working for peace and justice sometimes means working in the shadow of hope. We're all on a journey, at times feeling very alone in the desert, at times feeling weary for what we see on the news. At times we need our own springs as we work in the shadow of hope. God is also the God of the rushing and refreshing stream. As we work for peace and justice in our communities, may we have the courage to embrace the deserts within our beings and around us to work in the shadow of hope. Being in the Middle East has also taught me the importance of a cup of tea in a variety of circumstances, in the middle of a displaced camp, on the edges of a desert, in the comfort of someone's home, or outside as the wind blows. At times we, or at least I, also need to make that time to have eyes to see the streams in the midst of the desert, to stop and find water, to reflect and make tea. To remember is to work for peace. We may never see the realization of our dreams, but we show up anyway. To walk alongside others and be peacemakers in the messiness of our world. May God give us strength to continue working.